We're doing the Navi Yeshayahu. The Navi describes how people would mock the prophet. They wouldn't listen to him. And the Navi describes that the people would perform the rituals of Judaism externally, but their heart was very distant from their actions. And the Navi uses the famous line, became famous from Yeshayahu, "Vatihi ratam oti mitzvat anashim melumada." Their fear of me wasn't real. It was just habit. They behave as though they have some semblance of respect. It's like the people who bow and mode them and have no idea where they're holding. Which blessing am I at? It's habit. But there's no real fear. What am I doing? Am I bowing? Am I bowing before Hashem? My body is moving. It's a habit. So the Navi continues and says, Pasuk Yudalit, Lachin, Hineni Yosef, Lafli Atamaze, Hafle Vafele. Therefore, now the word Lachin very often is the term of a vow in Tanakh. Hashem says, behold, I will bring bad times upon the people. Bad times that are so awesome that people will be impressed when they see it. People will look at it and say, wow, the Aveda Chochmat Chachamav Uvinat Nevonav Tistatar. So the people will lose their wisdom. The wisdom of their wise men will be lost. The understanding of their sages will be hidden. Suddenly, bad times will come upon the Jewish people and they won't have leadership to guide them out of it. Everyone's going to be lost. Hoi, hamamikim mei Adonai, lastir etzam. The Navi says, woe to these people who think they're going to hide their thoughts from me. They think I don't know what they're thinking. They do their evil actions in darkness. And they declare, who knows? Who's seeing us? No one knows what we're doing here. The Navi says, the things that you do and twist and overturn, it's a way of saying your convoluted actions. Im kechomer hayotzer yechashev. Hashem says, do you really think that when a person forms clay, he doesn't know what's inside it? Im kechomer hayotzer yechashev. Do you really think that your thoughts are hidden from me?
Literally, im kechomer, like clay?
Yeah.
Hayotzer yechashev. The creative things.
Im kechomer hayotzer yechashev. So the ta'amim really would indicate a comma between the word kechomer and hayotzer yechashev. And then that would go, if we're going with the ta'amim, then the pshat would be im kechomer, if clay can make a declaration, hayotzer yechashev, I formed myself. Hayotzer yechashev. Yotzer, the former. Can clay say it is its own former? It's given itself its own form. Ki yomar ma'aseh le'oseyu lo asani. Can something that's made turn to the one who made it and say, you didn't make me? Ve'yetzer amar li'yotzero lo hevin. And does an object ever turn to the one who made it and say, you don't understand me? Okay, so that's what the Navi is saying. I made you guys. What do you mean? You think I don't know what you're thinking? It's very interesting. We, as parents, sometimes you ignore something, and then as you walk out of the room, you tell the kid, Chaim, and by the way, I hope you enjoyed that extra piece of dessert you took. And the kid's like, how did he know? I thought he didn't see that. Where did he see that? I did that to one of the kids a few days ago, and the kid looks at me and says, how'd you know? So I said to him, look, you see your two-year-old sister? Your two-year-old sister will sometimes go and eat chocolate cake, and her mouth is covered with crumbs of chocolate all around her mouth, and she comes to the room and we'll ask her, did you eat chocolate cake? And she'll go, no. And you see all the crumbs, all the chocolate all around her mouth. And what do you do as a parent? You go, oh. Right? What you can do? Argue with a two-year-old? I said, so then when you become three, you get a little more sophisticated. You come into the room and you hold the candy behind your back and say, I didn't take anything. Say, so, you know, but you know what? As you grow, you become more sophisticated, but it's the same thing. As a parent, you sort of know, you know, you've done it when you were a kid. You see the kids go through that stage. Well, you know what? As an adult, it's the same game. We play the same games. Look at people who come in late to shul. Look at people who leave early from shul. There are all kinds of games that people play. Look at the people who try to cut a line. That isn't the game. Come on, grow up. What's going on here? You can't respect that someone else is before you in line. People play games all the time. No different than children. The Navi says, the different convoluted thoughts that people have, it's no different than the clay. When you form clay, you can anticipate the way the clay is going to shape this way and that way. Well, so too when a person behaves in a convoluted fashion, that can be anticipated. One of the things they teach you in defensive driving is if you're driving and the car in the lane before you starts shifting towards the line, the median, you should know there's a possibility they're going to shift lanes, even though they didn't indicate they're going to shift lanes. But pay attention to the way they drive. Now, there are actions which are indicative. Well, Hashem doesn't even need those. Hashem says, I know what you're thinking. Halo od me'at mizar v'shav levanon l'karmel. In a short time, the forest of Lebanon will become like the Carmel, like the fields. And it's as though the Navi is telling them, you guys are saying, I obviously don't know what's going on because I'm not paying you back for your actions. So Hashem says, wait, you'll see, I will. In a short time, I'm going to pay back. You'll see the forest of Lebanon is going to turn into a field. And the Carmel and the field will become Layao Yechashev. So Hashem says, I will lower those that are haughty, that are arrogant, and I will raise those that are humble. And that's what happened at the destruction. You had people like Yirmiyahu that everyone was mocking. You see, his own relatives wanted to kill him, the Kohanim of Anatot. And in comes the Assyrian, the Babylonian Empire, and they tell Jeremiah, they say to Yirmiyahu, you have free reign, whatever you want. You can go to Babylon, you could come back, do what you want, you're free. It's the other Jews we're taking into captivity. So here, the king Tzidkiyahu was so respected. And look, his kids were slaughtered before him. He was stripped of his clothing. He was shamed before everyone. He was violated. His eyes were gorged out. The honorable were lowered. The forest became like a field. And the field, Yirmiyahu, the king had thrown him into a tar pit. The king had incarcerated him. People hated him. Everyone wanted him dead. Everyone looked down at him. And suddenly everyone looks up to him. Yirmiyahu, you were right. We should have listened to you all along.
So Lebanon is the forest and Carmel is
the field.
The
field. Yeah. Lebanon was a well-known forest in Israel. And Carmel was an area that was filled with fields. Yeah.
Whenever the Tanakh talks about Lebanon, they're really talking about, they still talk about Israel, they're talking about Lebanon. So, I get confused.
So, the simple understanding is that Lebanon was a forest within Israel. Chazal tell us that Lebanon is sometimes a code for the Beit HaMikdash, Shemalbin Avonot En Shel Yisrael, Levanon from the term Lavan, the whitener, because it whitens our sins. Vishame'u vayomahu hacherishim divrei sefer. And when people see that I do pay back, so even the people who were like, as though they were deaf, they couldn't hear. When the Navi kept warning them, suddenly then they will hear. Umeyofel umeychoshech einei ivrim tir'ena. And even in the darkest places, the blind will suddenly see, they'll be able to read the book. So until now, there were a lot of people who didn't want to hear or read the book. A lot of people who did not want to hear what the prophet had to say. Suddenly, when they see his prophecies coming true, suddenly people will want to listen. They'll want to hear. V'yasifu anavim badonai simcha. And the humble will yasaf. So the word yasfu has dual meaning. Yasaf could mean to add. Yasaf could mean to cease. So over here, v'yasifu. Yeah, v'lo yosif od ledata. It says about Yehuda with Tamar. So two understandings in our sages. That after it became clear what happened between Yehuda and Tamar, he didn't continue. Lo sifod ledata. He didn't continue being intimate with her. And the other opinion says, no, he didn't cease to be intimate with her. She remained his wife after that story. So, what? There are a lot of words in Hebrew that mean davar vihipucho. One, which word? Ah, okay. Okay. Yeah. No, but also to la'asof could mean to gather, and la'asof could mean to pass away, to cease to be a part of the gathering. V'ne'asafta la'mecha. So over there we say it means to be gathered to the souls. He's being taken away. Lisharesh could mean to give root and could mean to uproot. Many words in Hebrew have dual meaning. They mean the thing and the exact antithesis of the thing. So there we say it comes from the word kedesh, which means separate. And kedesh could mean separate for holiness or separate for defilement. So it's not necessarily... It's still the same root of being separate. So the humble will continue to be happy in their confidence in Hashem. They'll see it came true. Ve'evyonei Adam b'kdosh Yisrael yagilu. And the impoverished of men will be happy in the confidence that they put in Hashem. So that's the prophecy of the future. We're in the middle, but here we'll have to pause for this week, where the humble and the impoverished will be happy where they put their confidence in Hashem.